Gruber is America's voice.
All right, you look at a lot of the factors weighing on what's happening in the economy. A lot of impact now as far as slowing the economy. The Atlanta Fed now downgrading the third quarter to a projected 1.7% growth pace. 1.7%, the worst of the Trump administration thus far, it would be. Could it be tied to the trade war with China and the other issues facing us? It could be. Peter Ricci is a professor at the Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland, and a former chief economist of the U.S. International Trade Commission. Peter, welcome back. Peter, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So tell me, we've entered a new phase now of more tariffs going back and forth. The Chinese have dug in their heels. I mean, they have some pride on their side as well. The president seems to have gone all in on this deal. Where are we right now on this tariff battle back and forth with President Xi and President Trump?
Well, we're at a stalemate. My feeling is that Trump has mishandled the trade war. While I was in favor of tariffs, I was in favor of hitting them hard and as hard as we could and across the board and being very clear with the American people that we're in for a tough slog, that either China decides doesn't want to bear the costs, or we reorient away from China. But the circumstances we're in right now is that President Xi has repeatedly lured him back to the negotiating table and caused Trump to delay repeatedly what he would do. He's been on again and off again about ZTE, Huawei, and so forth. For a guy who presented himself to the world as a decisive businessman, the rhetoric is not consistent with the reality.
So what is the reality,
he's not doing a good job of running this thing.
Well, how do we win this, then? I mean, because it has been
I just told you how you win it. You hit him goddamn hard.
Well, all right. There you go.
If that doesn't work, you reorient the U.S. economy away from China and just say, well, the Chinese aren't going to change and we don't do business with them.
When you say hit him hard, what do you mean? I mean, just go after more tariffs?
He ran on a platform of a 25% tariff. I'd have done it across the board on the first day. And if that didn't work, I'd have gone to 50. I'd have also imposed financial sanctions on all the companies that we know are stealing U.S. technology. I would have shut down ZTE, Huawei, in terms of sourcing American components. I mean, I would just basically say, if you're going to run a buccaneer economy, if you're going to be a flagrant human rights abuser, and all the rest, then we can't do business with you. Also, he's used North Korea as a lever, and to some measure, Hong Kong. So my feeling is that President Xi has done what Chinese have done in the past to American presidents, just like Barack Obama and George Bush, and that's bicycle them through their first term to the point where they become politically vulnerable and then get some kind of, you know, superficial deal. Well, Trump isn't going to give him a superficial deal, but we're not in good shape. Now, how does that relate back to the economy, which is how you opened your show? Businesses really don't know which way or how this guy's going to go.
Right.
And so they don't invest. So are you surprised the economic growth is slowing?
Well, no, because the market doesn't like uncertainty, number one, and companies don't like uncertainty, right?
You have a pullback. Don't pay attention to the market. The economy in the long run drives the market, but the market doesn't drive the economy. I mean, on Monday it's up 200 points, and on Tuesday it's down 200 points. Could the objective reality in the economy change that fundamentally that the market is a good indicator? I know this is a market show and people like to listen for market news, but the market doesn't behave rationally when it comes to this.
Fair point.
It hangs on each piece of news as if it's definitive, and it's not.
So in the alternative then, one of the things you said is find alternative markets to China. We found a little bit of that with Japan taking, what, $7 billion worth of corn and agricultural products. But is there really a trading partner or a plan or a scenario that could replace China as a trading partner?
Well, the thing is that what we're going to have to do is as we reorient U.S. purchases elsewhere in Asia, we create new customers. And those are the people with whom we should be cultivating free trade. But Donald has cut that out. We were supposed to have a free trade agreement with the other countries of Asia, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But he canceled us out of that as soon as he became president, because his transition team, you know, advised him to do that. And that was a very foolish move. It was a very, very foolish move. Trade policy has been mishandled in this administration just like it was in the Obama administration. It's been mishandled differently, but it's been mishandled.
So let me put it this way. We got about a minute and a half left here.
Well, by the way, there's other things about it with tariff. The tariff isn't causing a big jump in consumer prices.
No,
it's not.
The Chinese
are doing what they always do. They're devaluing their yuan, which gives us a discount. So that's not the problem.
Right. No, that's not the problem.
The problem is the uncertainty. And I don't mean the uncertainty in the market. Get your eyes off the market.
What would you do today to improve our situation with President Xi? Would you go back and increase these sanctions, like you said, to 50%?
I'm not interested in improving my situation with President Xi. President Xi is a fascist. Okay?
Fair point.
You can't negotiate what you can negotiate with this guy just as soon as you could negotiate with Franco or Mussolini. Basically, what you have to do is reorient the U.S. economy away from China. They've decided they can do without us, so it's time to bid them a fond farewell. What I would do is I would try to get back into the TPP. I would hit the Chinese as hard as I could. I would make it clear to American businesses we're not going to order them out of China. We can't do that. But that's not going to be any – we're no longer going to have a policy that enables the integration of the U.S. and Chinese economies.
What is the impact?
And then turn our attention to the problems at home that need to be cleaned up.
We got 15 seconds. What would the impact be of what you just said to the American economy short term?
Short term, it would probably be positive if it was handled more delicately than I just expressed it.
Well, I think that you've stated your case quite clearly.
Well, the point is, I'm an analyst and a professor. I'm
there
not a president of the United States.
Fair enough.
If I was Woodrow Wilson and I was in the White House, I'd have said exactly what I just said, but it would have been so much more delicate and diplomatic.
Peter Marici, greatly appreciate it. Professor of Smith School of Business at Maryland, thank you for being here.
Bye-bye.